You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Creative New Zealand, Toi Aotearoa, is on a mission to support and strengthen arts and culture media coverage in Aotearoa. A few weeks ago, they released a report detailing new research by the name of Visibility Matters. The report provides benchmark data mapping the current arts and culture media ecosystem here in Aotearoa. It looks at a 12-month period of coverage from July 2021 to June 2022, analysing content through a range of different lenses. Because the arts and media are our bread and butter here on the show, I caught up with Creative New Zealand advocacy lead Tracy Monastra to talk through the report and its implications. So we are talking today about this report, Visibility Matters, which came out a few weeks ago. Can you explain to listeners what the report is and why it was produced?
Yeah, sure. Hey, thanks for the opportunity to talk about it. So Visibility Matters is a big study. It's a benchmark study, the first of its kind, to really look at how arts and culture is covered, recorded, and how artists are portrayed in New Zealand media. So Creative New Zealand, Toi Aotearoa, we commissioned the work from a media monitoring agency called Accentia. And it covers the period between the 1st of July 2021 to 30 June 2022, so a full calendar year. And it covers traditional media content, so print content, online and broadcast, so TV and radio, including, of course, 95BFM. Why did we do it? We commissioned it because we believe that visibility, like the title says, visibility matters. We know from our own experience of engaging with media that dedicated arts and culture coverage has decreased over the last decade, and there's been lots of conversations sort of within the sector about what that might mean for the sector. And so we were really keen to understand actually from a sort of data and evidence point of view, like actually what does the current media coverage landscape look like? And then we know that we can use that to then advocate for more coverage, for more diverse coverage, for different depth and breadth of coverage, and basically just grow the attention that's given to arts and culture, which we know is so important to all of us in our day-to-day lives and into the image of New Zealand for all of us combined. We just want to see more. So the first step is understanding where things currently are.
Absolutely, yes. And we hear that here on this show in particular. What are some of the key insights from the report that you've actually been able to pull out?
Yeah, there's five key findings, and I'd really encourage anyone listening to take a look at it. It's quite a big document, but we've also got a short form version available on our website. So there's five key things. One of them, and I suppose the most striking, is how much the discussion of arts and culture is crowded out of traditional media. So in the year that was reviewed, 13% of total media coverage related to arts and culture coverage during that period. But 75% of that was driven by TV, film and pop culture and pop music. So sort of pop culture and entertainment. So that's fantastic that that's being covered. But what that means is that 25% of the arts and culture coverage, or 3.25% of all news coverage in New Zealand, related to the like massively diverse suite of other art forms. So, you know, theatre, dance, literature, you know, you name it, papahaka, all of the other multiplicity of art forms gets 3.25% of media coverage in Aotearoa. And, yeah, that's, I suppose, concerning, yeah.
So you've got these insights and you've got these numbers before you. What is the implication of those numbers and of this report?
I mean, that's just one of them. What the implication is that New Zealanders at scale aren't getting to see, hear, read, celebrate the depth and breadth of arts and culture coverage that's happening in our communities every day. There's other findings like, you know, events are the primary driver of media coverage. So while that's really fantastic for those art forms that do rely on events, you know, openings, launches, etc., it's tricky for those that don't necessarily have event outcomes aligned to them. And yet we know that there are amazing stories to be told about all of the art forms that are happening in our communities. So that can create a real imbalance. And one of the really interesting findings is that actually the average audience size for pieces, you know, in the sample period, people really love engaging with artist profiles. People, there's big audiences for stories about the social and cultural impact of the arts and on our lives and in our communities. And that stuff is being covered significantly less, and yet it has higher audiences. One of the other findings is that the coverage could be much more diverse and representative. There's incredibly low coverage for Māori arts and culture. Pacific arts were only present in 5% of the coverage. New Zealand Asian arts and culture and artists were in 2% of the coverage. And really limited coverage for LGBTQI+ and diverse and deaf and disabled artists, both at under 2% each. So what that means is that there are these entire communities of people whose stories just aren't being told enough.
Absolutely. And we're all missing out. Yeah, and yeah, I think that's the most important thing is about this role of the media in building bridges between artists and creative practitioners and the public. How do you see that role, or why do you think that role is so crucial? I guess is my question.
I think it's crucial because it's like the media are the storytellers of the storytellers. If we take our artists and creatives as our storytellers, as our people who communicate through their beautiful creative work, stories about us, then the media is a really important bridge because it helps connect us as an audience to that work. Artists are so crucial because they entertain us, they provoke us, they inspire us. Their work is so crucial in connecting us with each other and kind of broader narratives that are so key to our own identity and can be a real source of national pride. And the media act as this bridge because they share and amplify all of that. So they're, in a way, they're how artists can get attention at scale in a way that can be really difficult to do otherwise.
Mm, yeah, like I love that picture of sort of holding up a megaphone to what's going on in the arts. And I've just got the key insights up here. And this last one, number 5, that you point out in the report is the significant opportunity to grow coverage of arts and culture in Aotearoa. So I'd love if you could just give a picture of dreaming, looking forward, what that actually might look like.
Yeah, absolutely. There's this piece of research that we do every few years, which looks at the audience for arts in the country, and there's something like 96% of adults, like 3.9 million New Zealanders are in the market for arts and culture. So what we want in the future is for an arts and culture media system that's like thriving in the independent space and also on mainstream platforms, which means that more New Zealanders can sort of see, read about, listen to stories of their culture and connect in. What that means is that we would need more dedicated arts journalists. We'd need, like the really important work that you're doing. We'd need more dedicated regular space for arts and culture content. We'd need better representation of communities that aren't currently getting the space that we believe that they deserve. And it's all about connecting in with the value, I think, that that we're really clear exists out there around the art. And it just currently feels like there's a bit of a disconnect between value and visibility. That's not to say there isn't really great work happening in pockets, because there absolutely is. And we know that when you get kind of really willing journalists who fight for space, or editors who really understand how important it is to share the stories of our artists as part of a broader storytelling piece of really reflecting the depth and breadth of our community, then really significant shifts can occur, relatively quickly, and we can really begin to share more stories. But so I suppose that's what we're aiming for, is just increasing the people who see that value and are prepared to, put journalistic resource behind it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sort of sitting here nodding my head, as you can well imagine, as much as I try and be neutral in my journalism, but this is obviously, something that's close to home. I'm really conscious that you, as Creative New Zealand, have you are a funding body. That's part of what you do. But I'm conscious that we are in an election year as well, and would love any insights you have into what you would like to see perhaps put forward in policy to help support the arts, particularly in this space.
Yeah, I mean, we are always going to be really ambitious about the support that is needed for the creative sector. We have all the evidence that suggests that arts and culture, or we know that arts and culture are so vital for healthy people and healthy communities, and just like other community infrastructure, arts and culture really need support and resources to thrive. So what we'd love to see in the election is more people, including political parties, talking about the value of arts and culture and why it's so important in their lives and the impact that it makes, and see policies that reflect that value. But mostly we just want to see the engagement and the conversation happening. There are some really interesting things that we can point to. Elsewhere, there's been really wonderful progress in Australia recently with the launch of the revived National Cultural Policy, which is a 5-year plan for arts and culture in Australia that focuses on really celebrating the role of the artists and supporting artists as workers. And so it's that kind of visionary work that we'd be welcome seeing in the conversation in the lead up to the election.
Mm. And can you tell me finally about where this research is going in terms of this companion study that I believe is following the report? What does it look like, and then what does it seek to do?
Yeah, so I guess that the report that we've just released, it's basically a first step towards deepening our understanding, like I said before, about how things currently are. And from here, we'll be speaking with media organisations, we'll be having interviews like this one, so thank you so much for this opportunity. We'll be encouraging other people across the arts and culture sector to look at the report so that they can use the data. Like, data's a real door opener. It helps us begin conversations so that we can start to move towards better coverage and better depth and breadth of coverage. So this report basically enables us to start those conversations. And then we, like you said, we've commissioned a separate study, and basically where that picks up, it takes the Visibility Matters report, and it tests a number of different ways that we might improve the situation with a whole lot of interviews with media organisations, publicists, artists, people working, I guess, across the arts and media ecosystem, to really point towards what we might do next. So that report hasn't landed yet. When it does, I would be really happy to come back and share a bit more detail about that with you. But I guess what it points to is that we have a real commitment to looking at this work, to working with the media, to increase the amount of storytelling about arts and culture coverage. And we'll be giving some real attention to this over the coming months, if not years.
Great. That is very exciting to hear as a young arts journalist, and super grateful for the mahi that's going into this because, it, as you say, the data gives voice to what we are doing here and the great work that is going on already around the country. That was Creative New Zealand Advocacy Lead Tracy Monastra talking with me about their new report, Visibility Matters, on arts media in New Zealand. To read the report, you can head along to their website or simply type Visibility Matters Creative New Zealand into your search engine of choice.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.